Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting second. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting fourth. The DH, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Fran Healy. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Busby. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting second. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting third. The third baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The DH, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Sixto Lescano. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Champion. And now, play ball. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a pop-up towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry takes first base on ball four. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mayberry moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mayberry scores. There goes Brett trying to get to second. Briggs throws the ball into Scott who relays the ball to Garcia who tags Brett for the out. Two outs. It's 1-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano takes first base on ball four. Porter moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Sharp reaches second base with a double. Porter scores. Hegan scores. Lescano moves to third. It's 2-1, Brewers. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Garcia reaches second base with a double. Lescano scores. Sharp scores. It's 4-1, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Yount reaches second base with a double. Garcia scores. It's 5-1, Brewers. Marty Patton now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to third. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Patek moves to third. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. Patek scores. One out. It's 5-2, Brewers. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pinson. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Pinson steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinson moves to third. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pinson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Brewers. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Royals 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-1 in the game. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aaron moves to third. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Lescano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Healy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a line drive into left field. Briggs picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Briggs. Brett scores. Healy moves to third. Patek moves to second. It's 5-4, Brewers. Tom Houseman now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis is hit by the pitch. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it and throws to second for the out. Healy scores. Patek moves to third. Two outs. It's Royals, 5, Brewers, 5. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Patek scores. Pinson moves to second. It's 6-5, Royals. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Garcia takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garcia. The throw from Healy and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garcia scores. There goes Briggs trying to get to third. Otis throws the ball into Brett, who tags Briggs for the out. It's Royals, 6, Brewers, 6. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 6. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brett bunts towards third. Scott juggles the ball. That's an error on Scott. Mayberry moves to third. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Healy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Mayberry scores. Brett moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 7-6, Royals. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to third. White moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Brett scores. White moves to third. Patek moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-6, Royals. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pinson for the out. White scores. Patek moves to third. Otis moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-6, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Jim Slayton now pitching. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Patek scores. Otis scores. There goes McRae trying to get to third. Briggs throws the ball into Scott, who tags McRae for the out. Two runs are unearned. It's 11-6, Royals. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lescano hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Brewers 6. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Healy strikes out. 2 outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sharp hits a line drive into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Garcia takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Briggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Garcia moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Brewers 6. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Lescano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 3 RBIs. Pinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Al Cowan's now playing left field. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Patton fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hegan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lescano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hegan moves to second. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sharp hits a fly ball into left field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Brewers 6. the Royals will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sharp. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Jim Wolford pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sharp. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Wolford scores. It's 12-6, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lescano throws the ball into Yount, who tags Brett trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Mayberry scores. One out. It's 13-6, Royals. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Healy strikes out. 2 outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Doug Bird now pitching. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Garcia hits a fly ball into left field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Yount reaches second base with a double. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Briggs is called out on strikes. 2 outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Brewers 6. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Patek hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 13, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter strikes out. 1 out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Aaron moves to second. Sixto Lescano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lescano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lescano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Sharp hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 13, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.